Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the winner of the 2017 Statewide Super Goal of the Year. It's Nord's Anthony Wilson. How are you, Anthony?
Yeah, good, thanks, Zach. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. Congratulations. Did you think when you kicked it that it might be a contender for the Statewide Super Goal of the Year?
No. There's some good goals kicked during the year, so I thought I'd probably pretty lucky to win the nomination, but no, it's pretty exciting. Never really won anything before, so it was great.
Obviously, yeah, take home a nice $500 check from courtesy of Statewide Super. But to walk us through the goal itself, Anthony. Obviously, you started pretty high up on the wing. Had to get your own sort of hardball get there. I think David McKay was bearing down on you, sort of broke his tackle, and then away you went.
Yeah, I probably don't remember too much about it. But, yeah, obviously just sort of keep me going. Celebrated a little bit. I think Christian Rook and Brad McKenzie were a bit flat that I didn't kick it over the top to them. but I don't remember too much about it, to be honest.
Well, you did manage to tuck the ball under the wing, and you had two bounces at least as you streaked through the centre square of the parade, and then you let fly from 50. It almost looked like as you kicked it, your legs were running out of puff because you sort of only just got the distance in the end.
I try not to kick the ball too hard sometimes running inside 50. Usually they just go anywhere if I try that, so I just tried to steer it through, I reckon. So, it's pretty difficult.
Most definitely. And what I was most impressed about was, as I touched on earlier in the chat, about the hardball get that you earned to get your own footy to start with. Is that something, part of your game, you've really worked on this last sort of 12 to 18 months?
Probably more so, obviously being clean at ground level and being able to take the ball with one grab and, you're away pretty much. So, running at full tilt, I think anyone's pretty much hard to tackle. I was pretty lucky to be playing at ground level and, be able to shrug a tackle. I don't think D-Mac was too ready for the tackle. I think he sort of just turned around and just tried to put his arm out and slow me down a bit, I think.
And it was nice. The top three was actually an all-Indigenous trio with Terry Malira and Robbie Young also as well, and they had some outstanding contenders, didn't they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Robbie's was against us, so I'm glad no one voted in. I think that won on the game, so that was pretty good. But, it was pretty similar with the AFL as well. All Indigenous trio in the top three for the goal of the year as well. So it's pretty amazing stuff. They've kicked some pretty good goals during the year. And again, Louis Hendra with his mark as well. It's pretty good.
Yeah, fantastic. And it was very much an Indigenous almost trio leading. Yeah, it was pretty much a trio, wasn't it? Leading the way in the Macca's Dash for Cash when obviously you just got edged out by Isaac Rankin on the line, and his brother Matt was not far behind you as well.
Yeah, no, Isaac's he's pretty fast, so I'm glad I don't have the title of the fastest man in the SNFL anymore, so he can use that for a while, I reckon.
A bit of pressure that goes with that, Rabs.
Yeah, exactly. You don't ever want to be run down if you're the quickest man in the SNFL, so he can take that.
Very good, mate. And you enjoyed the Dash for Cash, something a bit different?
It's obviously a bit different. Obviously, didn't get to see too much of the game after the first quarter and then also the third. So, only pretty much got to watch a bit of the first and the last quarter. But obviously, the last quarter was really awesome to see. Unfortunately, Port Adelaide fell short. Very disappointed for Steve Sullivan. Really think he deserves the premiership.
He certainly does. He's a good man, Sumo. That is for sure. And obviously, it's your former club, the Maggies, before you crossed over to Nord.
Yeah. Obviously, still have a few mates there. But obviously, playing footy with Sumo when I was at Port Adelaide and Him being in the leadership group and playing state footy with him as well. He's an incredible leader and he's an incredible bloke. So would have been nice to see him have a medallion, but unfortunately that's sometimes football.
Yeah, it is indeed. And speaking of sometimes football, what are you going to get up to in the off-season, Rabs? I heard a whisper you might go and have a kick in Darwin for to keep yourself nice and trim, not that you need to.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. Bit of a holiday planned over Christmas, but no, that's about it at the moment. So I'll wait and see what happens with football in Darwin.
Yeah, very good, mate. Well, all the best with it. And once again, from everyone here at Sandful, congratulations on winning the 2017 Statewide Super Goal of the Year. A wonderful streaking run through the middle of the parade and kicking truly on the run from 50 metres.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Zach.